And a beggar traditionally begs with a...
Well, let's see. You'd have to give me a little lift on that.
Okay, well, it's the same thing next to a pump, you know. Now, when you drank out of a well, you had a cedar bucket and it was a gourd. But later, when you had a hand pump, you might have a little something hanging there on the pump that you'd take a drink of water with.
You have a cup with a tin cup with a handle on it,
right.
And hang it up on the nail on the wall there,
yeah,
next to the pump where the pacers back and get them up.
Okay, and another name for a dime is?
For a diamond?
A dime, you know.
Two
nickels.
10-cent piece, or let's see what.
Yeah, that's fine. And over a man's shirt, he might put on a...
overall jacket, or a slip-over.
Okay. Something that a little more formal, when you go to church, you put on a... over your shirt.
Yeah, sometimes if you're going out to a ball, you put on a sport coat, but you put on a evening.
Yeah, that's fine. Something you wear between your shirt and your coat.
Never wear those anymore. We used to vests.
Yeah.
Vests with the vest would have two pockets on each side, and even then, sometimes it'd have a pocket underneath there. So
yeah.
Was loaded with pockets.
Do you remember them ever being called anything else beside a vest?
No, I don't think of what brand.
Well, I was thinking, for instance, waistcoat or a...
No, I don't believe I've heard that expression.
Okay. And these are?
Pants.
Yeah, what other names might you have for those?
Let's see, trousers.
Mm-hmm.
Trousers and pants, and that's all I think of.
Okay. How about breeches?
Well, breeches, yeah. I don't know what you call breeches. Anyway, they go right along the same line with pants. And
sure. What do you call those things that you have on?
Those overalls.
Okay. And
overalls, they go over your underwear and have a bib on them, cover up your front of your chest and your legs.
Okay. And someone says... you go over to a person's house, person wanted to borrow something from you, and so you took it over there, and someone says, did you bring that? And you say, yes, I have.
I didn't get that.
Someone, you take something over to someone's house, and someone says, "You did you bring that over? And you say, yes, I have.
Yeah, I have brought it, I borrowed it from you, and I'm just bringing it back, what I borrowed from you some time ago.
Okay. And you put on, you go to the, you get a coat and pants that match, you call that a
suit.
And you just bought it, it's not an old one, you just bought it, it's not an old one.
Oh, no, just right fresh from the tailors.
Sure, so you'd call it what kind of suit?
This is my dress suit, or my Sunday go to meeting suit.
Okay, that's good. Or you could say it's a new, couldn't you?
New suit, yeah, that's the first never been worn.
Uh-huh. And so you try on a coat, tried on that coat yesterday, and someone says, how did it fit? And you say, well, it's
perfect there. It's a perfect fit.
Okay. I tried on his coat, and his coat...
Yeah, just a little bit loose in some places there. A little bit too large for me, or just didn't fit like this one here.
Okay. Well, how did this one fit? You'd say, this one...
Well, this one's really out of this world. It makes me look like Grandpap when I went to spring.
Okay. And if my pockets are all filled up with things, you'd say my pockets really...
my pockets are really, could be gorged, but anyway, expanded to their, limit or something.
Should
like
I say
that?
Something like bulge?
Bulge, well, that's the word I was trying to think. They're really bulged out there. You can see by the way they're bulging it, they're really full to their capacity.
Okay, and if after a shirt was washed, it got smaller, and you say that shirt...
It's really shrunk. It shrunk up like I can't get in it.
Okay.